Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Quickening's here. The globalists are making their move, but we're still on air fighting back, and not everybody's going along with it. Steve Quayle's got really key information on the debt bubble and how it's going to affect you individually. Coming up next segment, Raymond in New Jersey. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I want to plug your game, man, alexjonesgame.com. Can you guys hear me?
I sure can.
All right. My name is Ray Ward. I'm from New Jersey, and I just want to bring something to the people's attention. The only way to restore our republic is to read what is written. I hear the term democracy way too often, but Article 4, Section 4.
Yeah, we're a constitutional republic. In a democracy, we can say kill the white people. If 51% say do it, you do it. Or kill the black people. If the majority say you do it. Yeah, we're a republic.
Yeah, I want to. We need to teach the people about the 50 state constitutions, man, where the people hold all political power. We're learning to stand on the fundamental rights with Dave Hosea at RestoreMyRepublic.com. And Ivan Ranklin knows who we are. This movement is very powerful.
Well, brother, the government's been hijacked. It's out of control. We got to wake up and come together.
Yeah, the 50 state constitutions give us our Republican form of government and show us we hold all political power. It's absolutely massive.
That's right. They can pass UN treaties that they own our body all day. We're not abiding by it. We're not following it.
Yeah, we're free and independent. It's written in the 50 state
constitutions. And again, the 10th Amendment points out the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, doesn't give us our rights. It points them out. So I don't care what laws they pass. Pedophilia is not legal. Human sacrifice isn't legal. My children are mine. Your property's yours. We are not taking up their shots, their masks. We're not turning our guns in. None of it.
We're free and independent, and we do hold all political power. It is written.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Raymond. Let's go to Patty in Maryland, then Eric. Go ahead, Patty.
Woo! Salute General Jones. God bless America. How are you doing today, this lovely afternoon?
I'm pretty freaked out. It's all going down.
Don't be freaked out, my friend. God got everybody's back. And as long as we're in control of the information war, there's nothing that can happen. Is it all right, Alex? Patty, he gave it to me. He gave it to Ahmed. Is that all right with you, Alex?
I'm not following what you're saying.
So Patty gave the phone to Ahmed from New York. Is that all right? So I just wanted to say that I love you, Alex. I love Owen. Why is Chase allowed to touch your show when he's a 32nd degree?
Right, I appreciate your call, man. I just can't take all the infighting. Chase Guys is a great reporter, great person. He said he wanted to know what the Masons were about years ago. Wynn did it, said he didn't even find anything there. It doesn't matter. Of course, Washington was a Mason. This little, game people play about whatever. You take our information or leave it, okay? That's what we're doing here. Okay, I'm not a Mason. It doesn't matter. Okay, I'm a Christian. Eric in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Got about a minute and a half. Go ahead.
I'm going to doom on Elon. I think Elon is far too good to be true. I think he controls everything that can control us.
Well, and I'm going to get Steve Quayle's take on that, and I'm going to hold you over because I want you to be able to make your point. So when we get to Elon, I'll bring you up to finish your point. I don't cut you short. People say, like David Icke says, what are you doing on X? Well, he's back on X. I love David Icke, but I mean, like, I'm not compromising what I'm saying back on Twitter. I'm exposing the New World Order and the globalist plan for martial law and World War III and transgenderism and the pedophiles. So should I go off Twitter? Should I shut it down?
Nope.
Okay, so I'm not his keeper, and I'm here with Steve Quayle coming up. So all I know is it's the only big tech company letting us back on, so I'm going to utilize it to warn people. That makes sense? You dropped off. By the way, I wasn't mad at you. I'm just in a hurry going to break. I was going to come back to you, sir. I just had hard satellite breaks. I can skip our breaks, our network breaks. I can't skip the local ones. So the ones at the end of the hour, that little break, can't do that. But I hear you. Trump. I sounded excited. I wasn't mad at you saying that. In fact, we'll have a whole show soon about Elon Musk. You can all call and say whatever you want. We're going to come right back with Steve Quayle. We'll get his take on Elon Musk. All right. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Stay with us.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Activity. The White House issued warnings to the Western forces as well as the Florida Alliance.
The future president assures the uprising will be dealt with swiftly.
Let me know if you want to try anything.
I'm just aware there's like a pretty huge civil war going on all across America.
We just try to stay out. With what we see on the news, seems like it's for the best.
Citizens of America.
The so-called Western forces of Texas and California
have suffered a very great defeat at the hands of the United States military.
Mr. President, do you regret the use of airstrikes against American citizens?
We're moving to D.C. today.
You need to go down there.
They shoot journalists on sight in the Capitol. Every instinct in me says this is death.
What?
Every time I survived the war zone, I thought I was sending a warning home. Don't do this. But here we are.
There's some kind of misunderstanding here. What? Well, you're American, okay?
Okay. What kind of American are you? You don't know?
The Western forces will reach the White House on July 4th.
Oh, my God.
Get in the car! Get in the car! Move, move, move!
You're going to hang back.
I'm not hanging back.
One nation under God. Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Go, 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 go!
God bless America.
Hollywood movies produced by Obama and others. We just showed you Civil War 2024, Leave the World Behind, Race War, cyber attacks run by Trump supporters. FBI officially says Trump supporters with no evidence are going to launch an attack with Putin and take out the power grid. Everything we've been urgently warning you about, myself for 29 years, Steve Quayle for about 33 years, is now happening. And Steve Quayle joins us right now to talk about all this. I want you, before he gets into it, to see these headlines. 60% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck before the holidays. CNBC. 67% of Americans can't pay their credit card debt. Americans continue to pile up credit card debt, edging closer to $1 trillion. Why even Americans making more than $100,000 live paycheck to paycheck? How many Americans are living paycheck to paycheck? 60%+. Average unsecured debt skyrockets from $20,000 to $30,000 in 18 months. Biden's created 60%+ of the money supply since the country was founded, since he got in. And now we've got U.S. bank locations, and Steve Quayle has documents on this. There's already bank runs that have been happening. They've been covering it up. And now NATO and Germany have announced they're officially going into an emergency and war footing with Russia. And Zelensky tells Fox News, I'm going to put the clip twice. It's on InfoWars.com if you want to see it. Stop crying is a quote. I have the transcript right here. In fact, hell, let's just read to you this transcript. You got the whole transcript right here. Listen to this. I say a side person from government and mayors, think about the war. Think about how to defend our people. Don't travel through the world. They travel. The front line. Soldiers do. This is not the time to build roads for today. Don't do it. Spend all your money to the weapon, to the drones, to the society, to the pensions, the Ukrainian pensions, and to the criteria. And don't cry because you're leaders. That's why. And he goes on to slap everybody around. We are living in the most dangerous period in world history. Steve Quayle is our guest. SteveQuayle.com, best-selling author, researcher, expert on the New World Order. And he joins us right now, again, from SteveQuayle.com. Steve, what a time to be still on air despite all the attacks. I really appreciate you, brother. Start wherever you'd like.
Well, first of all, Alex, we're at war. You know, it's an interesting statement that most people don't understand that the financial aspect of war is what's going on behind the scenes. You just read the Zelensky kind of disheveled quote, but we're talking about a nuclear financial bomb going off. What Warren Buffett said, derivatives are financial weapons of mass destruction. This coming Friday, in 2 days, Alex, $149 trillion comes due in derivatives. And derivatives are nothing more than bundles of debt, sometimes sold up to 100 times, in which there are 100 different claims against, let's say, all the mortgages in Austin, Texas. That's not the case. I'm just using that as an example. The credit card companies are absolutely changing all the terms and conditions. On the 14th, the night of the 14th, which, by the way, is one day before the derivative default, and they may kick it down the road, but on the 14th, the 12 largest banks, Alex, are saying your credit cards, they've notified their credit card providers and servicers that we're not going to use your services any longer. So in all the headlines you've been reading, and what people are missing is people live on their credit cards between the last paycheck and the coming paycheck. And we get so, how should I say this, so much Bravo Sierra bull manure about the financial condition of this country. Listen, nobody is buying U.S. debt en masse unless it's being discounted horrifically. There's no Chinese ships in the harbors. First time in the last 30 years. There's no money being transferred. People, what you've seen.
Let's be clear. That's why all the major pharmaceutical drugs, 90% are made in China, are running out.
Absolutely. And this is all asymmetrical financial warfare. You know, von Clausewitz, Prussian general, made the statement, when goods don't cross borders, armies do. I want to tell everybody. So how do you like the lockdown now? Alex, we resist, or we cease to exist. And I don't care how many people say, oh, we got to do this, we got to do that. If you listen to them, the ones that are still alive, they're going to be dead. And this illustration you're
going quote von Clausewitz, and we'll show the illustration again. When people don't get food, when food doesn't cross borders, armies cross borders. And the globalists, when they cut the food off the third world for 3 years, knew it would cause this flood. They admitted that. This has all been master planned. And then we'll get into the illustration.
Well, first of all, again, when goods don't cross borders, put it in pharmaceuticals, food. We put on sanctimonious, United States of America, not we, you and Alex and all the people that know what's going on. We put on, as a government, sanctimonious sanctions on Russia and China. We now have a four-front, possibly five-front war brewing, and there's no gunpowder to make bullets or bombs. There's no strategic metals to build the high-tech weapon systems, and there's a complete fraud, Alex, happening in the military-industrial complex, because here's the deal. Even military contractors, look, my sources are superb, but they're saying even military contractors don't want more paper that's worthless. And this is what people have got to understand. The derivative problem is like a bomb that's festering. It's like the old 50s movie, The Blob.
It's a giant, bubble, and we're coming to the end of it, right?
Right. And this week triggers $149 trillion in derivatives. That's nothing. Quadrillions of dollars and quadrillions of dollars are what we're talking about. So $149 trillion, that's the entire gross domestic product of the entire world for a year. But that's just in one set of derivatives. That's not pile upon pile upon pile. So the American consumer has already, in my opinion, been financially assassinated. We're reading people on 100,000, and I saw the interview with the woman. They can't make it.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Digital currency's ready. They've got their new system ready. It's all prepared. What do you expect to happen, Steve Quayle?
Well, first of all, they want civil war, okay? I'm on record with you, and you've been on record. We're watching the takedown and takeover.
And they've got all the movies coming out right on time, produced by Obama.
Yep, and again, now that's ironic. I think he should have been honest and put Antichrist Productions as a production company, and I'm not kidding. We're watching the setup for the destruction of our old financial system, the old world, in order so that the arising of the phoenix from the ashes of the petrodollar. Alex, Sandman, Operation Sandman, what is that? It's the repudiation of 146 nations saying we'll not take the American dollar any longer. President Putin is a financial genius because he put a floor under gold at $50 a gram, $1,600 an ounce, but all of the other nations, he set up a
system. And he said in the future it's all food 5 years ago and made it a national directive to basically tax exempt if you produce organic food. And he pays people to have kids.
Absolutely. He said, go out and have children. Look, I want to say something. And I say what I mean and mean what I say, but look at the difference in attitude. Because you're looking right there on the screen, $10 billion. You can get into the trillion dollars. And then even beyond the trillion dollars, you get into the quadrillions of dollars. And the problem can never be solved. Look at how much $1 trillion is.
This is Zimbabwe. So how long till it gets to Zimbabwe?
Well, I think that we're going to see Zimbabwe-like inflation the minute the force majeure is declared. And force majeure just simply means we can no longer pay our debts.
Act of God.
Yeah, they'll claim it's an act of God, but it's an act of our own globalist overlords. And I do not mean they are mine or yours, but they see themselves. And look, what is it? We were just told 2 days ago that, we're going to get Yuval Harari and Schwab said they're going to get rid of the useless humans. That should piss off everybody that's watching this broadcast. And ladies and gentlemen, they're saying they're going to kill us. They're going to execute us. And this is the disconnect, Alex, because when you can't pay, when a man can't make enough money to pay for a reasonable standard of living, feeding his family, feeding his children, and I think all the movies that are coming out, even from the Hunger Games, and everything is psychologically prepping us and goes back to...
And I'm going to talk about this because I was on Tucker last week and I saw a big prepper guy that's successful, a smart guy. I have the clip here. And he's like, Jones says the answer is the countryside and it's self-sufficient. No. The countryside's going to be 25% self-sufficient. Maybe 5% of the urbans is self-sufficient. 90% of people live in the urban. I'm not saying the countryside's a panacea. I'm saying that would be the safest place when this hell breaks loose.
Well, and again, you're always misquoted. Anybody who tries to save lives, it's interesting, are misquoted. But those who want to take lives are quoted to every exclamation mark, every period, and every statement. Here's the thing. Attitude. This is what begins the attitude of, I'm not going to let these bastards murder me, my children. I'm not going to let them starve. I'm not going to let them finish us off without a fight. And this is critical. If you control money, you control everything else. We've watched the controlled narrative. We watched the lying devils from hell talking about, well, there's science behind mass, all that stuff. But here's the issue. It all goes from the central nervous cord, which your spinal cord runs from your brain stem into your wallet, because when you have no money, you have nothing to eat, and that's what they're going for. Alex, they literally talk of the time they, whether it's the Army Manual on Zombies, whether it's the reference to zombies, useless eaters. By the way, the picking up of
hold on, slow down, because you says there have been Army and Marine drills for 20 years, so when they're practicing to mow down crowds of thousands of people, they go, oh, they're zombies. The code word, which is now public, during collapse of mowing down millions, is zombie apocalypse. And they've told us in the movies, they admit this, and they're now getting ready for it. Is there a way to stop the globalists before they trigger this? And I'm going to ask you, because I don't know. What do you think of Elon Musk? What do you think of his move saying Team Human, they want to kill everybody? I interviewed for 2.5 hours Sunday. He agreed with everything I had to say. I mean, it was bizarre.
Well, I think why you're saying it's bizarre is because it's a captured narrative. He's the same guy that wants Neuralink. And look, I think the guy's a genius, obviously. And for the record, Elon was the and I think people need to understand this. Musk's
fascination. It's the name of the Martian dictator in a novel by Wernher von Braun.
Yes, but here's the deal. But it was the elite. Remember this, that Elon was the elite, smartest people in the world that controlled the rest of the planet, Mars or Earth. So the point is, Alex, is that what I think is the narrative is being captured in order to contain us, okay? You follow me? That may not be true, but in my perspective, you're asking me it is. And look, what we're talking about with Neuralink and what we're talking about...
So you're saying all the opposition goes to Twitter so they can control it there.
You got it. And here there's other ways, and thank God you're back on. You know, I'm glad Owen's back on. But you've got to understand, we watched... And this is a good example. We watched the January 6th plotted, planned, and schemed, and now we're watching, you know, that there's going to be a new push by Elon Musk to control and allow the platform of free speech. But, you know, that's just like saying you can step on this square space, whatever it is, 1 square mile, but you can't go off it. It's kind of like a Twilight Zone episode or an Outer Limits episode where a whole town is taken to another planet and you can just have the same thing going on in the same town. Here's the deal. The trillionaires, the billionaires, and there are trillionaires, there's sovereign wealth funds that people don't know exist. But the point is that what we are experiencing right now in the world is the global repudiation of the U.S. dollar. There is no longer...
So the end of Redwoods is here. That's undisputed.
Yep. So, and then getting back to Elon Musk, okay, look, here's where I have the issues with the captured narratives. And captured narratives are what we've been subjected to for the last 3 years... or more, but actually in force in the last 3 years, and look at where we're at as a nation, where we've watched, you know, the greatest nation in the world, quoting the Obama nation of desolation, Obama, and we intend to change all that. So how do you like change now is my answer. We had racial cohesiveness, and now we've got everybody pitting everybody against everybody, and lawlessness. By the way, that's the biblical term for the mystery of iniquity is lawlessness. We were a nation of laws. We were a nation of equal justice under laws, but there is no equal justice any longer. We're a captured country, and now we're importing everything in the way of the fifth column insurgents into our country. And, oh, by the way, everyone.
By the way, I've confirmed. We have the video, Border Patrol, everything. We're going to go to break. Stay there, SteveQuell.com. Steve Quell's our guest. Islamicist fighters, military age men, brigades pouring in. Red Dawn, it's going down, folks. I want everybody to know it could come next week, next month, next year, but it's been nice knowing everybody. And then we're all going to have to just trust in God was coming because this is it. I mean, NATO is like, we're going to war with Russia. I mean, this is just psychotics running the government, pedophiles, devil worshiping at the state capitals, cases filed, Satanists killing babies, part of their rituals, courts say murder them, enjoy yourselves. I mean, hell has been released. Never forget that the answer to 1984 is 1776. We've come a long way in the fight against tyranny, and it's been listeners and viewers like you that have kept us on air. That's why we bring you the very best products, so you love them, so you enjoy them, as you come back and get them again and again, so we can stay on the air in the fight against the globalists, because it's viewers like you that keep this operation on air. And here we are, another Christmas is here, being the biggest sale of the year, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off, store-wide, my new book, The Great Awakening. Get a signed or unsigned copy. It's all there. X2, finally back in stock. Turbo Force, finally back in stock. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. I want to thank you all for your support. We're in this fight together. And I will encourage you now to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off on all the great products at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country. Harping on wars we fight and griping about the way things ought to be.
All right, let me be very clear. They could have popped the bubble in 2008 fully. They didn't. But all the signs of the new digital currency, the AI, NATO saying they're going to go to war with Russia. Now, I hope we can back this off. I hope the establishment we'll figure out, hey, we failed with the COVID rollouts. People woke up to that. Let's not do this. But I think, I want to see if Steve Quayle disagrees with me, that the crisis they've helped engineer is so out of control, they can't even stop it. So what do you expect to happen? What's the best case? What's the worst case? What can we do, Steve Quayle?
Well, the best case is people realize that there is no going back to voting your way out of a situation. There's no going back to restoring the republic because, in essence, Alex, the republic has been overthrown. We've watched it. You've spoken against it. I've spoken against it. So many people have told everybody what's happening, but it only, listen, it only becomes real when everything you've taken for granted is taken from you. I want to make that clear. It only becomes real. It being, we're not in Kansas anymore. There are no red slippers we can click and go back. Wizard of Oz. We are in this time period when each man has got to decide the only thing he's going to be able to keep, whether it's his family, his sanity, his food, his ability to protect his family, his firearms is what they're willing to fight and die for. So I want to deal with what's coming across the border. Look, you and I have been talking about it, and this is what's critical. Every one of those guys coming across the border who's a fighting age man is given a cell phone, a credit card, and depending on their rank in the military, access to specific prepaid credit. They're then told where to go to sync and link up with their units. This picture you showed a while ago on your screen, the one where you've got, Chinese standing at attention, military guys at a parade rest or whatever the position is. They're going to areas where the weapons, the billions of dollars of weapons and ammunition bought during the Barack Obama regime were strategically placed throughout the country. And remember, Obama made the statement he wanted a military equal to the U.S. military, equal in armament and equal in capabilities. No one ever goes back and revisit that, except you and I. But the bottom line is, at this point, we are talking about, ladies and gentlemen, the strategic placement of the overthrow weapons already located geographically in relevant areas. And the, if you will, what you see in the way of flash mobs, consider flash armies. Consider the strategic placing. It doesn't matter if it's Iranian, Hamas, Hezbollah, terrorist groups. You can go on and on. Chinese regulars, Chinese police stations. They're all here now. So, Alex, I don't believe we can back out of the situation. I believe the only way that we're going to get victory over it is identifying it. And how many? What, 8 million already? 10 million illegal immigrants?
And by the way, Steve, you're not just saying this. Totally open borders, 400,000 sex-smuggled slave kids. Who would ever believe that? This is the bizarreness, the homeless everywhere. They're just getting us used to it. All the movies now about, don't worry, martial law and the UN's going to come crush the evil white people.
Well, absolutely. And Alex, I'm on record as stating we're already seeing, where do the homeless people who disappear
and look,
go
look,
to?
It's nothing against black people or Hispanics or anybody. The BlackRock and the Pentagon says we're going to put minorities in command of everything so when it goes down, they can make it a race war. They're even making the war racial and putting it in command for that. And then Obama puts out his new movie on Netflix where they say we've got to get the white people. It's all pre-programmed.
Absolutely. Listen, that's what Jesus meant when he said nation will rise against nation. That's ethnos against ethnos, kingdom against kingdom countries. But what is critical is the United States is now the disunited, I would call it, not even states any longer, disunited areas, geographic areas that are defined by the local expression.
So they're setting us up for our total fall.
Total fall. And look, here's the deal. All these movies, I'm telling you guys, these are subliminal thoughts, and it's kill Whitey. And, you know, it's interesting. When a nation rebels against God, and I'm on record saying this, that in Deuteronomy, one of the Old Testament books, it says, strangers from without will possess you from within. They will be lifted up very high, and you will be brought down very low. And, you know, talking to Michael Yon, telling what's going on the Darien Gap, talking about all of the things that people are seeing, and it's tragic, Alex, because in essence, we're being, and by the way, we're being dispossessed by people who are totally demon-possessed. I'm not saying all immigrants are, but what I'm saying is when you talk about satanic child sacrifice, sex trafficking, $140 billion, 85,000 kids unaccounted for. What about the Maui children? Where did they go? And I want everyone to know the code name for the picking up of the abandoned human beings that were our countrymen, our somebody's son, somebody's daughter, is called First Flush. That's a real code name, Alex. First Flush. That should tell you the contempt that the globalists, the Satanists, the occultists, the Luciferians have for humanity. And it's expressed in the WEFers and go-to-hellers that are absolutely...
And they've cooked up their plan, and they're clearly launching it right now. What do you make of NATO and the German chancellor and Biden saying, if you don't give us unlimited money, we're going to war with Russia. If Russia wins the war, we're going to war with them. Russia's won the war. How do you expect that to kick off, and what the hell's going on there?
Well, first of all, Russia has won the war. First of all, it's in any warfare, you've got to come to a realistic assessment. Look, when I'm telling people for a long time that hypersonic missiles are faster than supersonic missiles, and when the average time for a U.S. nuke to get into the air can be 5 to 7 minutes because of all the protocols and, you know, the hypersonic sub-base Kinzhals and everything that Russia's done. Russia's not bluffing. That's the key. And remember, the United States initiated all the nuclear war, nuclear war, nuclear war. And one of the guys that's got the best handle on what's going on in the world, in my opinion, is former president of Russia, Dmitry Medvedev. Or Medvedev. I mean, I'm telling you, Alex, there is no way that the United States has its military at war with its people. What is his name? Durbin the Dick? Dick Durbin, okay? Durbin, that's my, putting his last name first. The bottom line is, he said, well, we've got all these people that will give citizenship to if they'll fight in our military and earn the right to fight in the military. Let me translate that. We're going to see a foreign army form before our eyes that's going to make war on the whites. This is a racial thing. Jesus himself said kingdom against kingdom, but more importantly, nation against nation, ethnos against ethnos. What is Obama's social, plan? Well, it's Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals, and it's being implemented on a community level. Look at where all the law and equal justice on the law is breaking down on a community level. America's been Soros-sided, okay? In my opinion, George Soros-sided. And again,
I'm going to skip this break, but I want to ask you something. If they had their way, we know they want 90% of the population and all this, but the average leftist thinks they're about to get empowered by all this, and they're getting rid of the old America, bringing in the new. Don't they see the filth, the disease, the collapse? The leftists are doing the worst ever, but they spiritually still love their own destruction. If Satan had his full way, what would it look like? And how do you see God intervening in this, or what do you see it happening?
Well, first of all, we know from the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse that that's a real thing. We've got war, we've got famine, we've got pestilence, we've got starvation now, and starvation's taking place. You can have financial starvation. You can have and that's why it's so important, for people to support your supplements, because in essence, and I've said this on your show before, I don't know, 6 months ago, but without supplements, you're going to be robbed of the nutritional support that your body needs. And, if you throw that picture up one more time on the screen of the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates
rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Getting us prepped, because mind control is trying to, how should I say this, exert itself over God control. So, you know, I'm grateful that people are praying for you, praying for me, praying for us, and praying for anybody that's out there standing against this stuff. And I tell people, you'll be amazed if you'll head to the front lines and fight. God will meet you on the front lines. But if you think somehow this is going to escape, I saw a quick scene in one of the movies, Civil War, and it shows jet fighters attacking American citizens. That is, there's an actual.
Which is what Swalwell said he wants to do. But look at this. The satanic abortion clinic named after Samuel Alito Jr.'s mom might beat abortion bans. A cosmopolitan defends abortion, a satanic religious ritual, calls Satanism a faith, continuing, and they've got lawsuits filed saying when we kill the children, it's our sacrament to Satan. The New York Times is promoting it, and it just goes on and on and on and on, saying it is their sacrament, how the Satanic Temple is using abortion rituals to claim religious liberty against Texas heartbeat bill. Satanist group challenges Missouri's law on abortions. Federal appeals court acts as Satanic Temple abortion lawsuit. It goes on from there. They are literally in the New York Times and in women's magazines saying, we love sacrifice of children. So if a criminal shoots a pregnant woman and kills her and the baby, he gets charged with two murders. But they say, no, as long as it's not born yet, we abort it, keep it alive, kill it as a ritual. And they're bragging about killing children and then putting up Baphomet inside the capitals while they take down George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and Robert E. Lee. They know exactly what they're doing, and this is an abhorrence. This is an abomination, desolation in our government, in our system, to remove the hedge of protection. They know exactly what they're doing. It's a ritual.
It is a ritual, and that's what people got to understand. We can call this generation not the lost generation, L-O-S-T, but also the last of the Malachians, Moloch. You exposed the whole Bohemian Grove thing, what, 20 years ago, however many years ago? And Moloch was the idol that the children of Israel burned their children in the arms, as well as not only children of Israel when they rebelled against God, but the different Philistines, Canaanites, etc. And so what we're looking at is we're looking at the re-paganization of society. Christian persecution is increasing. The mockery of Christians, the absolute, how would I say this, the denigration. We talked years ago, decades ago on your show. I said the formula, identify, vilify, nullify, destroy. And now we're watching death embraced. We are watching people with a covenant of death and the slaughter of the innocents. And ladies and gentlemen, this is rank paganism, but it's the time of Lucifer's appearing in human form. Antichrist means taking the place of Jesus Christ, and this is a spiritual thing. I don't care if you're a pagan. I don't care if you're an atheist or agnostic. We know, and we're the ones telling you what's going to happen, and those who are playing along with it, listen, they might like their fire that they burn their babies in or their sacrament of blood. But if I were a female, if I were a woman, I'm not. By the way, I'm a biological male with no problems identifying that way. I'm chromosomally correct. But we're watching the disintegration of the family. And the rest of the world is basically saying, Americans are crazy. We're insane.
Because we were hit with the satanic CIA program. So how do we get out of this? Yep. What comes next? I'm back to the war stuff. They're literally saying we're going to war with Russia.
Yeah, well, look, we're at war with Russia, okay? And we're at war now. The elite bankers want to cut off Americans' ability
exactly.
to
feed
their families.
Exactly, they've sleptwalked us into war, and they're now making it official.
Yeah, and they're making it official, but look at, and let me ask you this, what does the American family have to look forward to now when they can no longer pay their bills? I'm going to tell you something. It is my let's say this, researched opinion based on people telling me that imagine every mortgage that exists being called at some point in the near future when force majeure is declared. That means the American dollar has no more value. People say, well, what about my this? What about my that? That's what we're fighting for, is your thises and your thats. And again, this week is so problematic. Yeah, because I got to take you back to December 15th. That's $149 trillion in derivatives that has to be dealt with. Can somebody come in and put a Band-Aid on it? Possibly. But, Alex, the first and foremost thing is everybody's got to have a baptism in reality. They've got to say, how did we get to the point where lawlessness is embraced, but lawfulness is basically
And Steve, let me just back you up here. Because you had great foresight and saw this way ahead of time and read all these best-selling books on it and learned so much from you. But now there's no doubt, if they can take your border and human smuggle people for sex slavery, they can do anything. They're taking everything now, and people are blown away by it. They tend to be waking up, but they're not waking up fast enough, and they're not waking up deep enough. They've got to get how bad it is, how bad it is where they want to take us. We don't have to go there. But if we don't admit we're being taken there, we are being taken there. We're being drugged down this snake hole, down this spider hole, We're already halfway down it, or more than halfway down it, and you got to admit you're in a snake hole to get out of it.
Well, and in essence, you can't explain the fact, well, I don't believe in snakes. Well, you're in it. You're in a ball of snakes. They're choking the life out of you. And ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the fact that everything you have. And Alex, look, we're not just making this stuff up. When Yuval Harari calls us useless eaters, and we're watching. Let's just call it what it is. We're calling and watching human genocide, human extinction.
Oh, he says the future's not human. He's telling you you're worthless.
Yep. And then I love it, you know, and this is a true statement. When somebody tells you you better eat your own feces and drink your own urine and they'll allow you to have insects for dessert, those are the insects. Those are the globalist Satanists who, and by the way, Yuval Harari, you have read his stuff, not all of it, but he's an agnostic, an atheist. But the bottom line is he still acknowledges a, if you will, a transcendent God of technology. And I think what people have got to understand is we're being brought in. Not everybody's going to make it even to the mark of the beast.
No, exactly. The New World Order is going to be the bad cop. Elon's going to be the good cop, offering the altar out of this. That's the AI God.
Absolutely. And again, here's the deal. A false savior. Let me say this. A Pied Piper plays a pretty tune, but what happens when the followers of the Pied Piper disappear? Okay? Well, everybody was taken by the tune, but they didn't really grasp where they were being taken to. The FEMA camps are real.
Stay there. Kate Daly's nose is sad, but sometimes I take some time. Can you do 15 minutes the next hour?
Yeah, of course. I'll stay with you as long as you'll have me.
And again, we may back this off like Nineveh. You've been right about it all. I'm not saying it's imminent. Looks like the worst I've ever seen. For the first time ever, I knew what you were saying was coming, but I was thinking, well, he's a little early. I think this may be it, but we'll see. But people should still go to stevequill.com and keep warning people. Now's the greatest harvest to wake people up ever. They should get your books, your films. What two or three books and films do you recommend to folks to get at stevequill.com?
Well, first of all, I think they need Terminated. The End of Man is Here. That's all about AI. It's all about robotics. It's all about the stuff I've been warning and writing about, Alex. The film that's really important, because the idea that we're going to have alien saviors are the lies of men and gods. The stuff is on my website. And our expeditions in Mexico, 3 years, high dollar investment, turning over some of the most astonishing proof of, and I want to go on record, I am of the belief that aliens and fallen angels and demons, three separate groups or three different entities, but the desire of all of them is to destroy humanity. And in some of our expeditions, man, we got this one that is critical. This is 3 years in the making, the Mexico expeditions, alien artifacts on Earth. So when I listen to the Bravo Sierra and all these congressional investigations on UFOs and UAPs, what I want to make everybody understand is there are 2 million files just within a couple of the agencies, the three-letter agencies. And I asked somebody in that world, they said, how many total files are there? He said, probably about 20 million.
I stand there. We got to go to break. I want to shift gears back into Trump and the indictments and all the insanity. 15 more minutes with the great Steve Quills. Please remember, we're here. We can only stay on air because of you. Plus, we have great products you need. Winter Sun, the highest quality E3 for your immune system you need right now. Back in stock, 40% off, Troy, free shipping. That's how we fund this operation. We're not funded by billionaires. Funded by you. Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy back in stock. X2 selling out, still discounted. Up to 60% off, Troy, free shipping. Get a copy of my book, The Great Awakening. But, yeah, it's crazy. The debts are all coming due. It's crazy, Cal. But we got to stay on air as long as possible. Thanks for keeping us on air.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.